Happen Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Latest announcement coming out of Russia, and this is probably hard on the heels of their dumping 20% of their treasury holdings. The Russian finance minister has just announced they are preparing a mechanism that will allow Russia to dump the dollar in international trade. They're making that agreement with China. They're making that agreement with the 80 nations that have already signed on to the BRICS. So it's underway. The world is dropping the dollar. They're sick and tired of the U.S. financial system simply harvesting unearned wealth by forcing everybody to go through that dollar, which must be borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve, or they have to trade real manufactured goods and agricultural produce for those little paper tickets before they can go out and conduct any business around the world. And the world is sick and tired of that. Now, down in Syria, I know that Ben Swan was talking about that. The conclusion being arrived at by a lot of the corporate media, and this is actually coming from USA Today, Assad may have won the Syrian civil war. And they're basically pointing to this deal that the Syrian government made with the hired mercenaries who were occupying the city of Homs, which was being basically promoted as the capital of the revolution. That was their center of operation, and they've walked on out. And what is basically happening is the Syrian people have had it after going on 3 years of war. They don't even want to think about revolution. They want to live, and that's it. This, of course, is a major embarrassment for the United States, which has worked for 3 years to secure this overthrow of Bashar al-Assad. Only yesterday, Obama was out there saying there's no place for Assad in Syria's future. It's not up to Obama. It's up to the Syrian voters, and they're getting ready to go to the polls later this month, and it looks like Assad is going to win re-election. So all of these little overthrows the U.S. has been doing around the world, they're starting to come apart. They're not able to hold on to all of Iraq. They're not able to hold on to all of Afghanistan. They're losing Libya. They're probably going to lose the eastern Ukraine. It's a failed Cold War model that doesn't work any longer, and they don't seem to really understand that anymore. Now, the United States State Department and the British government are warning their citizens of high risk of attacks back in Kenya. Let's find a reason to go invade Kenya now. Oh, my goodness. Now, getting back to Iran, because Iran is still this much lusted for target by the money junkies, certainly by Israel. And there's a very interesting article over in RINF.com about the neoconservative obsession with Iran. They've been trying to get a war going with Iran for all these years. They've been screaming that Iran was on the verge of a nuclear bomb going back to 1985. It still hasn't happened. And the neocons are basically operating from the position that their agenda cannot survive unless there's a perceived enemy out there. And Iran, at least up until this situation in Ukraine, Iran was it. Iran is the enemy. Iran is this. They're doing bad things here. And they haven't given up on that. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel is apparently trying to urge the Gulf states to unite against Iran. He's out there saying, we're all going to gang up on Iran and, you know, they'll be finished as a regional power and won't it be really good. But I think probably all of those members of the Gulf Cooperation Council are probably saying, you know, first it was Afghanistan, then it was Iraq, now they're into Syria, they're trying to go into Iran. How do we know they're going to stop? How does anybody in the Gulf Arab states know for a certainty that the United States will stop this piecemeal conquest of the Middle East with Iran? And the answer is, of course, they're not going to. We're already starting to see a propaganda run-up to demonize Saudi Arabia. These Gulf states have to understand that by cooperating with the United States military agenda, they're only hastening the day when the United States military is going to turn against them. And the Middle East has been ruled all along by constantly trying to divide and conquer and turn the member states against each other. And I would hope that the more intelligent people over there in the Middle East would understand this has been the nature of the game. Now, meanwhile, Iran, understanding that the U.S. and Israeli agenda to invade and conquer them is still ongoing, decided to have an arms show. a private arms expo, primarily for Iran's supreme religious leader Ayatollah Khamenei. And all the high-ranking military officers in Iran were there, and they allowed the press in. Now, the star of the exhibition was a full-size working copy of the American RQ-170 drone, the one that they hacked and brought down on the Afghanistan-Iran border in late 2011, and they reverse-engineered it. And they've got a bunch of other weapons there, and here's what's worth noting. All of these weapons that Iran is producing are produced entirely inside Iran. They don't need to go across borders or to other countries to get parts and supplies. They're building it all internally, and because they don't have layer upon layer upon layer of contractor middlemen, they're producing these weapons for just a tiny fraction of the cost the Pentagon spends for the U.S. equivalents. They're getting the same weapons for much lower cost because they're not supporting this giant military-industrial complex. And I'm hammering that point to remind everybody that when you hear the U.S. government and the corporate media saying, you know, war is great and we spend more on weapons, we will prevail, that's not a guarantee. That's not a guarantee, especially in light of the absolute disaster some of these recent U.S. weapons programs have turned out to be, the F-35 first and foremost among them. Now, turning back to Nigeria, the corporate media has kind of cooled on that story a little bit, and it may be because of the backlash against this PR stunt by Michelle Obama. We had a caller into the show yesterday talking about it, where they had a photo of Michelle holding this little card with the hashtag Bring Our Girls Home Now Twitter address. And it was immediately copied and the sign changed to read, My husband's drones are killing innocent girls all around the world. And of course, it went viral all around the globe and turned this whole Kony style PR stunt into a laughing stock. And it should be sending another message to the United States government that the PR tricks and stunts and propaganda and deceptions and lies and fraud that worked at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s do not work any longer. The U.S. government has a major credibility problem of its own making. Nobody in the United States dares listen to anything this government says because they don't want to be made fools of. And, of course, the U.S. government, which can't back off and say, yeah, you caught us, we're lying. They're just pouring more and more resources into all these various propaganda campaigns. They're hiring, thousands of people to prowl the Internet and infect all the discussion boards. And don't forget, the U.S. government spent millions of your tax dollars on special software that allows one of their government propagandists to have hundreds of different identities on these boards, so they can go in and pretend to be a huge population that is saying, oh, you're ridiculous, of course global warming is real, and yes, Iran is bad, and yes, Syria is bad, and we've got to go on for the war, and it's all the same person using this special software that forges fake identities all over the social media, and they made you pay for this. You are being made to pay with your taxes for the machinery the government uses to lie to you. Show me where in the Constitution the government's allowed to do that. In fact, there was an article posted by a member at whatreallyhappened.com that asks a pertinent question. Is it legal for politicians to lie to you? And the answer absolutely is no. Nowhere in the Constitution is the government authorized to conduct disinformation operations against the American people. In fact, it used to be outright illegal under U.S. law. That law was rescinded, but that doesn't remove the constitutional prohibition. I will not live with a government that lies to me. I don't think you should either. When the government lies to you, it's acting unconstitutionally and illegally. It's breaking the contract with America that's enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and it renders itself illegitimate with every single lie that they tell. Now, you think about that during this coming commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs to get from a doctor, and there's drugs to get downtown. Drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little...
And aloha, America. To the show. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. You know, you were just mentioning something about the politicians lying to us. I thought I had heard maybe in the last, 10, 11 weeks that the Supreme Court said that that is their First Amendment right to lie to you.
The Supreme Court hasn't issued a final ruling on that yet, but the idea is that politicians are trying to declare that campaign speeches are protected speech under the First Amendment, which means that anybody who stands up saying you are lying could be prosecuted for infringing their First Amendment rights. And as I was telling that other shill yesterday on the phone, the First Amendment exists to protect the truth, not to protect lies. And okay. But we've really reached a situation where our government is trying to legally protect lies at the same time they're trying to find legal ways to suppress the truth, and that is absolutely not what was intended by the First Amendment.
Okay, thanks. That's all I wanted to add. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Now, getting back to the various war zones, and yes, we are going to get to the economy real soon because there's a lot of developments there. China has now deployed a submarine near that oil rig that Vietnam set up inside their territorial waters. Vietnam is saying, no, this is our water, and I kind of get a feeling that the U.S. government put them up to it. But there are now 86 vessels surrounding this oil rig. It is a major potential flashpoint. All it's going to take is somebody shooting somebody to get going. And remember, the goal here is the United States needs a state of war with China so that they can basically force all of America's allies to drop using the yuan and go back to enslavement to the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. is so desperate for this war in China, they now have three different operations going. They're trying to kick up a conflict between the Koreas. They're trying to get Japan and China into a state of war over the Senkaku Islands, and now they've got this situation with Vietnam. They're pushing as hard as they can to get this war going, because without a new major war against Russia and China, Russia and China's currencies are going to displace the U.S. dollar. And without that mafia-like piece of the action, all global commerce, the American financial system is going to collapse, because these guys don't know how to actually manufacture products or grow safe, healthy food to eat. They gave that all away. All they know how to do is game the system, game the financial system. And the biggest game of all was Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. Story over at Newsmax. Russia-China ties could lead to seismic geopolitical shift. Now, the United States, as I mentioned before, has worked very hard to keep Russia and China more or less separated politically. So it was a triune world between the United States, Russia, and China. But if Russia and China move together, and it looks like that's going to happen, they're going to have the economic and political power to basically stare down the United States of America. And I know there's people out there, because I'm getting emails from them saying, you know, how could you side with Russia and China against your own country? Well, I'm not siding with Russia and China. I'm reporting on the realities of what's going on. And I don't have any sympathy for the U.S. government and Wall Street, because they did this to themselves, ignoring common sense suggestions and recommendation from the American people that they were going in a ultimately destructive direction. And they wanted to just go on doing, playing their money junkie games. And if they've crashed the system around their own ankles, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. Interesting article over in the Daily Mail. This is from Norman Lamont. If anyone should be in the dock over Iraq, it's not the British soldiers, but Tony Blair. Now, that sounds like a laudable concept, and I agree with it. But the point of this article, it's a very interesting piece of propaganda. The International Criminal Court is now taking up investigations of British military officers for alleged war crimes committed in Iraq. And now they're in a panic, and they're saying, no, it's not us, it's Tony Blair. And the finger-pointing is well underway. I think they should all be charged, up to and including Tony Blair and George W. Bush. But remember, before this whole war agenda got going, the United States government went around to other countries and secured treaties saying that American politicians visiting their countries would not be arrested and sent to the ICC. And when this was all going down, I made the observation, if the U.S. government is trying to insulate their officials from the International Criminal Court, it means they're embarking on a policy that will involve war crimes. And here we are. All righty, let's see. Interesting little analysis out of alethonews.com.wordpress.com. where U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark had visited Iraq in 1991, and he came back saying that the absolute devastation and bombing didn't appear to serve a military objective, but the goal was to smash Iraq as a viable, powerful state for at least a generation. And this was certainly what Israel wanted. Israel does not want any other nation in the Middle East becoming powerful enough to challenge them politically. And so the U.S. obediently went and smashed up Iraq, and now the U.S. is trying to obediently go smash up Iran. And that's where we are right now. We're going to grab a phone call here. Art off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Something you just said that got me thinking. You were talking about how they're trying to ramp up to start a war with Russia and China and all of this going on. And then you mentioned food production. Now, before I make my comment to get your response, let me ask you a simple question.
Sure.
How much of our food here in the United States is imported from other countries? What percentage?
Quite a bit of it. Well, the United States is a net importer of food. I mean, we used to be breadbasket to the world, but right now nobody wants to buy our exports. China has now switched from the U.S. to Brazil for corn because they, the U.S. tried to sneak too many shipments of GMO corn in under the radar, which China will not accept. And so now they've gone off to Brazil. And U.S. corn exports because of GMO are sent. And more farmland has been allowed to decay. And I know the corporate media is just harping on these horrible wildfires in California, and inevitably they're saying it's global warming, it's global warming. No, it isn't. The infrastructure which provides water to the American West, including Southern California, has been allowed to decay. The aqueducts have got huge cracks in them, huge amounts of water that are being shipped to the arid areas of the country. It's leaking out into the ground in places it's not really needed. And okay, it's a failure of the infrastructure. And as a result, America's agriculture has gone into decline, plus all the problems with too much chemical use and too much GMO.
Okay, well, here's where I was going with this. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that they're able to actually start a war, China, Russia, or
yes,
whoever. Their allies, their friends, many of Russian and Chinese allies and friends are where we get our food from.
Yes.
The food that we import to this country. Well, what they're not realizing is if they're able to ramp up these wars, guess who's not going to be sending food over here? Well, that's going to damage our food supply. Now,
No. That'll just force all Americans to start eating all that GMO stuff that nobody wants to buy.
As you pointed out, the soil is just devastated here in this country with chemicals. Now, there are a large number of people in this country that refuse to eat GMO and whatnot, and people are now going back to doing their own gardening. But anyone who's been farming or gardening as long as I have, all of my life, knows that it is really hard to get a decent crop to grow now because of all the garbage that's in the soil, all the garbage that's in the rain, everything being rained down on us from all of this whatever.
Okay, you're right. It is a disaster. And Art, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. We got a commercial break and more phone calls waiting. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones, a couple of stories developing. First of all, it's not a pleasant day on the U.S. stock market. The Dow is down about 180. It was actually below 200 a little while ago. Primary blame for this drop is being placed on Walmart, which posted much lower earnings than expected. It's another sign that the currency in the hands of the general population is just vanishing. People don't have money to go to Walmart and buy what's there, no matter how low it's priced. Claire and I were noticing on a lot of these new commercials for cars and car leasing, they're like, you know, 0% APR, and you know, the prices are going down. They can't move product because nobody out here has the money to buy anything any longer. Remember, despite government propaganda to the contrary, the real jobless rate in the United States of America is 59%. It's far, far worse than it was during the Depression of the 1930s. I got an email from a listener when we were talking about the Treasury bubble, saying that he was watching CNBC and they're having a discussion about the decline of the Treasuries. So even CNBC is having to basically deal with the reality that the overprinting of Treasuries by the U.S. government and all this quantitative easing has, in fact, caused the world to doubt the value of either the U.S. dollar or the U.S. Treasury bond. And as I said before, there's a Treasury bond bubble. The U.S. government's already defaulting on the Treasury bonds that were put into the Social Security account so they could grab the cash surplus and spend it as general revenues back during the Clinton administration. All righty, let's see. Back to the phones. Mike in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I have a question, and it seems pretty obvious to me. It doesn't seem very obvious to me why this is happening. All the stuff that's happening, like in China and Ukraine, in Africa, you know, places like Nigeria and Central African Republic, and you know, all over. How do people realize what the United States and you know the West is doing? You know, and why are they playing into the hands, like in between Japan and between China and Vietnam? It seems like they're playing into the hands of the West. And I don't understand why they're doing this.
Well, it, They have to protect their own strategic interests. I mean, if they keep backing off and backing off and backing off from the U.S., their own political fortunes in their own country become very, very difficult. So they have to hold firm on the maps of where their territory is. But I think most people, even in Russia and China, understand the game the United States has been playing all these years. The situation as it develops in Ukraine, I think, basically tells us ordinary people around the world understand this is what's been going on since the end of World War II. And it's a failing model, along with the failing dollar and the failing U.S. Treasury. It's feeling more and more like we're getting really close to a major collapse here, and we have to be ready to stand up as American citizens and decide for ourselves what the next nation will be, and not let any carpetbaggers come on in and try and restart private central banking or any of this other nonsense that got us into this mess.
Well, let me ask you a question. Just like what happened in Nigeria by letting the United States come in, supposedly for these missing young ladies. I mean, Nigeria should realize this is just another way for the U.S. to come in and take back shell oil and get control again.
Well, the Nigerian government is saying, no, you can't come in here. That's why earlier this week we had John McCain and some other senators standing up and saying that the U.S. has a right to invade Nigeria even without the Nigerian government's permission to rescue these poor, suffering girls. And everybody understands what an absolute arrogant fraud that is, because the United States of America has no legal basis to go into Nigeria at all. These aren't American citizens who were kidnapped. And it's Nigeria's problem to deal with or not as they choose. The goal here is to capture control of Nigeria for its natural resources, and because from there, the U.S. will be able to project power into the surrounding nations. And that's what's really going on here. And Nigeria's government is absolutely right to refuse to allow the United States to come in, just like the Czech Republic is right to absolutely refuse to allow NATO to come on in. They understand this is the imperial model.
It's like they would kind of band together and just say, hey, we're going to stand up for this. We'll settle our differences later. But right now, we've got to take care of the biggest gorilla in the room, with each other later.
Well, the biggest gorilla in the room is kind of wheezing and coughing an awful lot right now, and I think the perception of the American people and the rest of the world is that America's image of invincibility and infallibility is a very carefully constructed tissue paper fraud. Just sort of like the Wizard of Oz, where he had the papier-mâché head set on fire to terrorize Dorothy, and once she realized that's what it was, she stopped being terrified. And I think people around the world are looking at the little man behind the curtain in the throne room of the great and powerful Wizard of Oz and realizing it is all a humbug. It's all a fraud. And that's why they're moving away from the dollar. They're not afraid of the United States anymore. I mean, obviously they're cautious about the fact that the United States in its death throes is still capable of inflicting a great deal of destruction and damage and harm around the world. The United States empire is crumbling pretty much the same way the Roman Empire crumbled. Their military is decaying, and the outlying provinces are starting to break away, whether it's eastern Ukraine or Libya, and the U.S. is pretty much at this point powerless to stop them. The American people are not going to go along with another invasion of Libya. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go, Mike. We got a really bad phone connection for you. Yesterday we were talking about this latest piece of pro-Israel propaganda coming out from the Anti-Defamation League about how 25% of the world are anti-Semitic and we've got to shout them down. And I was pointing out that the ADL gets that number by saying that criticism of Israel's government is anti-Semitism, which is like trying to defend the Nazi regime by saying criticism of Hitler is anti-Germanism. And it's ridiculous. But Israel has survived on this for about 60 years. Somebody put up an article over at johnfriend.net listing the actual questions that the ADL asked in order to create this idea that 25% of the world is anti-Semitic. They asked, do Jews talk too much about the Holocaust? Are Jews more loyal to Israel than to the countries they live in? Do Jews think they are better than other people? Do Jews have too much power in international financial markets and the business world? Global affairs, do people hate Jews because of the way Jews behave? Do they have too much control over the U.S. government, too much control over the media? And basically that was it. Now, all of these statements are demonstrably accurate. And so in the eyes of the ADL, the truth has become anti-Semitic. And it just it shows how desperate Israel is to try and reclaim their victimhood status, to keep on getting all kinds of money from the other nations of the world and weapons. And by the way, Israel's apparently very upset because, as you know, Israel has, with U.S. taxpayer funding, developed some anti-missile systems, Iron Dome being one of them. And now that they have built these missile systems with U.S. funding, they're starting to sell them to other countries, only to find that they're bidding against American companies. And Israel's upset. How dare, after you funded our development, how dare you come in and sell a competing product? So they're all upset about that. Down in Australia, some secret government files have been leaked, proving that Australia's government's leaders have known for more than 30 years that Israel does, in fact, have an arsenal of nuclear weapons, but continued to proclaim to the Australian people, no, 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 Israel doesn't have nuclear weapons. Israel's poor victim. They're helpless in the face of this Arab onslaught. They were knowingly lying to their people. And what this tells us, and tells everybody down there in Australia, Australia's government has sold out to Israel just as badly as the United States. They knew Australia had nuclear weapons, and they lied to you. Remember when Obama held his first press conference as President of the United States, and Helen Thomas sat there in the White House press room and asked him point blank, what nations in the Middle East have nuclear weapons right now? Obama didn't answer the question. He danced around and said, we view proliferation as an area of concern, and Helen Thomas got kicked out of the White House press corps, even though she'd been there for several administrations. Our government knows Israel has nuclear weapons. They know where they got the first round of fissionables. They know that Israel was caught trying to sell nuclear weapons to South Africa, but they're going to go on lying to you that Israel doesn't have nuclear weapons because that is what their masters in Tel Aviv are telling them to do. Now, over in Montana, their legislature is starting to hold hearings about the issue of public lands, about whether they should be under the control of the federal government or returned to the control of the states where the law says they're supposed to be. Because under the Enclave Clause of the Constitution, the federal government is only allowed to own land under federal buildings and military facilities. Public land was always supposed to be under state control. But the federal government has confiscated all this land to pledge as collateral on their out-of-control borrowing. And now they can't give it back even if they wanted to, because the loans would default. And that's why this issue of public lands could flare up into actual armed conflict between the federal government and the states. We'll be back after these commercials.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. And looking at the corporate media, Ukraine and even Nigeria kind of fading in the background. They're going on about the dedication of the 9/11 memorial, the scandal over the Veterans Administration and secret waiting lists, and nonstop coverage of those very terrible fires in Southern California and why it's all the fault of human-caused global warming, so forth and so on here. Now, interesting story just came out of RINF.com. U.S. political breakout demand could derail Iran nuclear talks. Now, remember, neither Israel nor the United States wants these talks to succeed. There was a preliminary agreement reached by the P5 plus one that Iran implemented. Now, the U.S. did not. The U.S. did not keep to their commitments from that preliminary deal that was reached. Iran reduced its enrichment level, and the U.S. was supposed to reduce the sanctions against Iran, and instead they ramped them up even further. They don't want this to happen. And now the U.S. has pulled a 11th-hour stunt to try and wreck this. And that is, everybody's come in, we've got an agreement, we've got an agreement, and the U.S. says, no, we want to make a change. And the change is basically a drastic reduction in the number of Iranian centrifuges under the excuse that it will lengthen the amount of time it would take Iran to develop a bomb when they decide to do that. Now, remember, the U.S. and Israel have been screaming that Iran is on the verge of a nuclear bomb within weeks, going back to 1985, and it hasn't happened. This latest demand by the United States is designed to make sure no agreement can be reached. Iran needs those centrifuges to process fuel for their nuclear reactors. They've got one up and running. They're building a second one. They have a right to nuclear enrichment and those power stations and medical isotopes and industrial applications of nuclear technology under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both Iran and the United States have signed and ratified. It is the United States that is in violation of international law right now. And this is the sort of thing that we have seen time and time again, when they want to go through the motions of pretending to have some kind of a talk and agreement, but they don't want it to move forward. This is the game they'll play. Just one more thing. Just one more thing. Just one more thing until the other side realizes the United States or Israel isn't bargaining in good faith, and they walk away, at which point the corporate media says, it's their fault. They were refusing to accede to our very reasonable demands, and so forth and so on here. Very interesting story that came out today, and we've heard this before. This is over at foreignpolicy.com. The Pentagon has a plan to stop the zombie apocalypse. And we have been hearing about this in bits and drabs over the last year, where the Pentagon is conducting war games to deal with the zombie apocalypse. And it sounds like a huge amount of taxpayer-funded nonsense until you realize that zombie is military code speak for pissed off American citizen. Now think back of all the wars and look at the slang terms used for the enemy in order to dehumanize them, so the soldiers being asked to pull the triggers don't see a real human being in the gun sight. They see a kraut or a slant during World War II. During Vietnam, it was gooks and Charlie. Today in the Middle East Arab nations, it's the Hajis. The U.S. government is preparing for war on the American people and the 50 states, and since most U.S. military have a serious problem shooting their fellow Americans, they're being taught to consider mobs of enraged Americans as the zombie apocalypse in order to make it psychologically easier for them to pull the trigger. Which brings us to this very bizarre solicitation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which wants to start buying these submachine guns. 30-round capacity, which we're not allowed to have. Oversized trigger guard for gloved operation. Lightweight rails for attachment of lasers and flashlights, and either semi-automatic or a two-shot burst trigger group. Now, what that means is they pull the trigger and it quickly fires two rounds. It's a variation on the system they had on the M16 in Vietnam, where there was a three-round burst, because full auto just goes through the ammunition too fast. Now, what on earth does the United States Department of Agriculture need with machine guns? Are they going after Al-Qaeda? Are they that afraid of the American people getting ticked off about GMOs, and do they really think the USDA's employees are going to risk their own lives manning the barricades to protect the USDA bosses from an enraged American people? We're seeing this all over the U.S. government. They're buying these same weapons that they say you should not be allowed to have, and they're giving them to their own people. The National Weather Service has them. The Forest Service has them. There's absolutely no justification for the USDA to have this kind of weaponry. But they do, and you are going to pay for all of it. You know, forget about a new school or repairing the roads or getting the infrastructure working again. No, no, no. The U.S. government is taking your money and buying themselves lethal assault weapons to point at you. That right there tells you how close we are to the final collapse of this government. Now, speaking of crooked collapse government and crowds, as you're probably aware, 36,000 illegal immigrants were just released from prison in the United States into the U.S. population. And these were convicted criminals. Murderers, robbers, rapists. Now, I could understand taking these 36,000 and shipping them back to Mexico or wherever they came from. Why on earth would they release all these people into the general U.S. population? Now, overtly, they're being told that, well, we need to cut costs somewhere and there's simply too many of them. But maybe they need a new crime wave to get the police off the hook for all these tasering of six-year-olds and beating people to death. And maybe they just said, we'll let 36,000 proven criminals out onto the streets of America. They're illegal aliens, so they can't find real work. They'll go back to being criminals. We'll have a crime wave, and the police will stand up and look heroic. And all those people complaining about police brutality, they'll have to shut up. It's about the only thing that really makes any sense. Because it would have cost a lot less to bus these guys back down to the border than it's going to cost for all these sudden illegal immigrants going onto welfare, taking advantage of social services for which they're not paying any taxes. So what is the motivation for this? The upshot of this story, however, is that apparently the Immigrations and Custom Enforcement have been given specific orders not to talk about this. They're under orders from the administration. No comment, no comment, no comment, no comment. Now, down in Arizona, the scandal over the delayed care in the Veterans Administration hospitals is continuing to grow. And there was a very interesting comment from Daniel Dellinger, who's the American Legion National Commander. And he says, there's a pattern of unresponsiveness that seems to have infected the entire system. And he's absolutely right. And not just the VA, the entire government. They don't want to respond to you, the American people. You don't count anymore. And I understand exactly what's going on with the VA. They don't have the money to take care of all these wounded coming back from the front lines. Remember when Donald Rumsfeld was, you know, whining and crying about, we didn't expect this many soldiers to survive being shot at the front line. We just based our cost forecasts on a lot of them dying right then and there. The funerals are a lot less expensive than the medical care. And so it looks like the VA is just doing a grand stall on the soldiers who have come home crippled from the war zone, hoping they'll just die and not have to be paid for. It's a very cold and calculated decision, and it does seem to be system-wide. Now, as you know, Hillary is still making noises about running in 2016, and there was an article over at the Washington Times saying that Hillary is going to be haunted in 2016 by Benghazi and the failed Russia reset. And I would add to that also Vincent Foster, the travel office firings, Cattlegate, Hillary's own failed health care plan, and the Clinton family links to Iran-Contra. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour blurb, and we will be right back.